quite some time ago now, I tried playing the MMO Final Fantasy 14, and I played a tank, like a berserker or something, I think it was. Or like a warrior or marauder or something like that. But essentially, like a hit points focused tank, like just have shitloads of HP and take shitloads of damage, sort of thing. And not do a lot of damage, but deal a bit. And eventually, I got to this point in the game where you start doing these like dungeons or small raid prequel things with like 4 to 6 people, and you would sort of queue up as what you were, and then you would seek, like, look for group style to find the rest of your party. So I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. I don't watch videos or anything about the raid layouts or anything like that. And as the tank, I'm essentially responsible for going head first and taking the rest of the party through the dungeon. Like, I would step in and control which direction we chose and stuff like that. And it's not like a maze, but there's different places to go to, and there's like treasure chests at the end of these small pathways behind mobs and stuff like that, and it's not necessarily clear which way to go to the main exit of the dungeon. And throughout this exercise, my teammates are also helpfully spamming some moon runes in what is probably some Japanese language to try to communicate with me and try to explain something. I have no idea what the hell they're saying because I can't read it. So I just do my own thing essentially. We pretty much destroy all the enemies that we need to, and I think only the final boss for the encounter is really the only challenge of the exercise. But other than that, I think I did waste probably 10 to 15 minutes all up. Just going down the wrong pathways and engaging enemies that I didn't even need to, kind of thing, to essentially waste time. Now, I couldn't understand what my party members were telling me because it was in a different language, and I don't know whether it was good or bad because after these sorts of things, you pretty much just grab your loot and leave and abandon the party and never talk to them again. Now, I kind of enjoyed this whole experience, and I did also feel at the end that I probably should have spent 20 to 30 minutes taking in like a YouTube guide or something like that, just so I wouldn't be not dead weight, but take the party through unnecessary touring of the dungeon for stuff that wasn't important at all. But ultimately, it didn't really matter, and even if I did take in a guide, I probably still wouldn't have been that much better, and I might have even added stress or anxiety to the equation. So let's segue this straight into the work piece for today. No one knows what the fuck they're doing. Now, hear me out. People can learn to do stuff over a very long period of time, 5, 10 years, to try to master a skill or spend a lot of time in a particular environment to become more accustomed to it and reduce the risk of new exposures and unexpected phenomena. But ultimately, I would still say that people genuinely, generally don't know what the fuck they're doing. And it happens all the time, right? Like, you move into a new job role, or you move into a new neighborhood, or new country, or something significant changes in your life, and you're not prepared for that. That's something different. There's something unexpected happening, and stuff that you need to get used to, stuff that's different from how you've lived in the past, and you're not quite ready for it. Ultimately, though, in spite of this, variety is the spice of life, and new experiences and new perspective is ultimately what makes us more human and expands the worldviews, right? And while it would be preferable to have some form of holo chamber or some form of holo suite, Star Trek-esque, where we could practice and rehearse in scenarios or take actions without consequences, that simply isn't available, and generally we just need to kind of wing it. And given that everyone is essentially just winging it to a degree, just varying levels of comfort and confidence, it's very inspiring that all these different learning styles, your visual, your audio, your kinesthetic, and your experience-driven learning styles can all work in similar sorts of environments and through different methods. And then to kind of round off that exposure function, we also have the presence of the Dunning-Kruger effect, which is basically that people who are really bad at something think that they're much better than they are, while people that are very good at the same task undervalue their skills and think that they're not very good at all. And to kind of tie this in with some of the stuff we were talking about in the very first episode, where the workload would kind of find the people who were the highest performers, you have this risk of ending up with these very talented, high-performing individuals who sit far from the spotlight because they're stuck there grinding away and producing high-value results for you. And what this can mean, because they are further away from the center of attention, because they're not as confident and outspoken about their situation versus others, is that those people are also more prone to burnout effects and misinterpreting their own limits, for example, just because they haven't needed to do that before, or maybe aren't even comfortable doing that. And so what you tend to see is this young, spry, new, fresh, confident talent rise up and quickly overshadow further your massive smashes in the back that are kind of quiet and to the side. And even though the new young talent isn't as familiar or doesn't know as much as your dominant forces, they still have the advantage of the confidence and the center spotlight, the center stage to garner that attention and produce, like, build a brand for themselves. And depending on the setting, that can also mean that the energy is also going into, it's feeding into that confidence spark, the center stager. And so there's essentially not enough attention, not enough time to go around and give to the other loved members of the team who do need just a little bit of extra attention to kind of bring them up to the bar again, or who might in their mind not be necessarily suffering, but could be starting to go down a slope of some form of snowball effect, or starting to feel feelings of being burnt out, or having their limits just starting to crush them a little bit. And ultimately, once it reaches this point where you kind of have to take care of your own self, and you have to know your own limits and understand your workload and speak up about if it's unfair, or if you're not able to meet it, or whatever's going on, just to communicate it and be open and honest about it. Because the alternative is not doing that and suffering harsher, feeling more closed in, caved in, and more overwhelmed by the work environment. And some of the techniques that I've found are very helpful for that are to pretty much constantly ask yourself or check in with yourself, like, how am I doing right now? How do I feel right now? You know, is my heartbeat irregular or fast, or, you know, do I have a headache, or am I tired? Or just sort of check in and see how you are doing. And if you are off, or if something's not quite right, you can try to settle yourself somehow, or focus about where you are and the world around you, ground yourself and kind of rationalize it, and just make sure that you're not over-exaggerating or taking something the wrong way kind of thing. And it might even be helpful to reflect off somebody else and have a conversation with someone about your feelings, even if it's not necessarily like a friend or family member. And then also bear in mind that no one really knows what they're doing, so even if you do feel a certain way or someone strikes or evokes an emotion within you, it may not even be their intent to do that, or they might not even think about it. So learn hard, learn strong, bear in mind that no one really knows what they're doing, so give them the benefit of the doubt and don't attribute to malice what is perfectly explainable by stupidity. Make sure you have a firm grip on your own limits, or, you know, you sort of stumble out and find what they are, and keep an eye out for burnout. Very important. It's a cold and depressing Monday evening. Thanks for joining me. Take care.